the bottom-up approach and what the councillors highlighting these issues, obviously that ensures that, that it gets a priority at a council level. And once the application then goes to the department, obviously the department looks at the merits of the need, and there is a need in Milford to look at ways of addressing the potential that's in Milford. It's a former market town, with two very, very successful secondary schools and a primary school, and the Garda HQ for the region as well, along with the civic offices. There's a lot going in Milford, but I do think that it needs attention, and with this money, I'm hoping that the aims and the objectives of the local community are taken on board, because the people's voice for a long number of years have been pointing to the advantages and the opportunities, and certainly with this funding, we'll look at building upon that now.
€100,000 is a good start, but it's going to come nowhere near even close to actually being able to address some of the dereliction issues and some of the presumably CPOs and other initiatives that the council will have to take if it's going to tackle the situation in Milford Town Centre. You're hopeful that there will be a continued commitment to this plan, and we will see real funding for real projects follow on?
Yeah, I think a lot of the departments now are looking at sustainability and projects that are not just once-off and, you know, just getting X amount of monies and then moving on. I think now with the attention that the council is giving Milford and the priority as the number one town in the county, this will be the start. This will be the building blocks for ensuring that there will be further funding, and whatever investigative work needs to be done at this stage, that money will go in that direction, and then whatever follow-up priorities are needed, no doubt at a political level locally, this will be, you know, kept on the agenda, and certainly the work that IRD Milford are doing as well. I know the likes of Declan Meehan and his team there are working very, very hard to ensure that the voice of the people, the grassroots, the people who are on the ground, the local businesses, the local people who live in Milford, that their voice is heard. That's really, really important.